Happy Bus!
Let's go, Sheriff! Labrador!
Squeaky Pheasant suffers from hair loss. Part 1. One day, an earth-shattering wail came from Building 1 of Garden Apartments.
My hair!
Squeaky Pheasant, the tenant in apartment number 303, looked at the strands of hair in his hands and burst into tears.
The advertisement said that my hair would be darker and shinier after using Hair Me More shampoo. Why am I losing more and more of my hair every day after I started using it? Soon, I'm gonna be a bald pheasant.
If you want black, shiny hair like mine, then use Hair Me More shampoo. Say hello to healthy hair with Hair Me More shampoo.
He turned to see Mr. Whitehorse with his dark, shiny hair endorsing Hair Me More shampoo on the TV screen and clenched his fists in anger.
This has to be Mr. Whitehorse's fault. He absolutely must have made lies about the effects through false advertising in order to sell his products. That horrible Whitehorse will pay for what he has done.
Whitehorse was in his villa having a drink and watching his advertisement.
If you want black, shiny hair like mine, then use Hair Me More shampoo.
Oh, look at my beautiful hair. I'm incredibly photogenic. I was born to be a promotional model. Hey, who knows? I might even be a superstar someday.
Just then, there was a sudden heavy knock on the door.
Who's there?
Mr. Whitehorse, open the door! Open it! Your shampoo! My hair! My hair! Open the door now!
Mr. Whitehorse looked through the peephole of the door and saw a red-faced pheasant standing outside. Squeaky Pheasant was out of breath, speaking in gasps. It looked as if he ran all the way here.
Who is this pheasant? Hold on, shampoo!
Mr. Whitehorse scratched his head. Then, suddenly, his eyes lit up.
Oh dear, he is one of my fans! He must have seen my shampoo commercials.
Mr. Whitehorse opened the door at once and took Squeaky Pheasant's hand warmly.
Oh dear, come on in. Come on in, please. You are my first fan. Oh, relax. I'll sign an autograph for you right away. Oh, a pen. Where's my pen? Oh.
Who cares about your autograph?
Squeaky Pheasant's face became redder when he heard Whitehorse's offer to sign an autograph. He bristled with anger. Mr. Whitehorse fanned Squeaky Pheasant quickly, trying to cool him down.
Oh dear, don't be shy. Look at your face, you're blushing. There's no reason to feel embarrassed. I'm as good as my word.
I'm not blushing out of shyness. It's because of the rage in my heart.
Huh?
Mr. Whitehorse was stunned, and before he could collect himself, Squeaky Pheasant began pecking furiously at him.
I'm gonna peck the fraud out of you! How dare you fool me! You owe me for my hair loss!
What are you talking? Oh, jeez! Don't pick my head! Oh, or my butt! Oh, help!
Mr. Whitehorse ran in circles around the villa while Squeaky Pheasant ran after him. Later, Whitehorse ducked under a desk and called 911 for help.
Hello, Sheriff Labrador. Help me, please.
Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman rushed to the scene immediately and saw a Squeaky Pheasant pecking wildly around the desk.
Hey, stop hiding!
Hey now! Stop pecking, Squeaky Pheasant!
Sheriff Labrador restrained Squeaky Pheasant.
Mr. Squeaky Pheasant, Mr. Squeaky Pheasant, calm down, please. Tell me what happened.
Squeaky Pheasant, his eyes blazing red with anger, calmed down slightly when he saw Sheriff Labrador.
why. I'll tell you what happened, Sheriff Labrador. This white horse hurt me to the core.
That's nonsense. I don't even know you. Ouch.
As he spoke, Mr. Whitehorse poked his head out from under the desk, weeping profusely with a snotty nose, and he had several large knots on his head from where he had been attacked by Squeaky Pheasant. Enraged, Squeaky Pheasant took a bottle of Hair Me More shampoo out of his pocket.
Stop pretending like you don't know! This is shampoo that you are endorsing and it's being made by your company! You claim to use the product personally and that the hair of anyone using this shampoo will be as dark and shiny as yours! But look at me now!
Angrily, he tore off his cap, revealing a bald head, except for three solitary strands of hair.
I bought the shampoo after watching your false advertising! Now I only have three!
As he spoke suddenly, a gust of wind blew the last three strands of hair off Squeaky Pheasant's head. Squeaky Pheasant, shocked, stood frozen with his mouth agape. Then he burst into tears.
My last three strands of hair are gone! Now I am bald! White Horse, you're mine!
Calm down, Mr. Squeaky Pheasant!
Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman immediately grabbed hold of Squeaky Pheasant to hold him back. White Horse thought of something all at once. He ran to the bathroom and fetched a bottle of the same shampoo as the one Squeaky Pheasant showed him.
I haven't made any false advertisements, Sheriff Labrador. I've been using Hair Me More shampoo for almost 3 months, and look, my hair is fine.
Sheriff Labrador took the shampoo and looked at it carefully.
This bottle of shampoo has signs of use. It's almost empty. Besides, Mr. Whitehorse's hair smells the same as his shampoo. Mr. Squeaky Pheasant, Mr. Whitehorse isn't lying. He has almost used up the shampoo.
How is that possible?
Dumbstruck, Squeaky Pheasant reluctantly picked up his bottle of shampoo.
If we use the same shampoo, then why is his hair fine and mine is falling out?
Wait!
Sheriff Labrador took Squeaky Pheasant's bottle of shampoo and suddenly realized something was amiss.
The packaging of the two shampoos looks almost the same. But on closer inspection, I noticed that the font on the packaging of Squeaky Pheasant's shampoo is coarser and the lettering more blurry. On top of that, they don't smell the same. The one belonging to Mr. Whitehorse smells better. However, the one belonging to Mr. Squeaky Pheasant doesn't smell that good at all. Don't tell me.
Sheriff Labrador's dark round eyes suddenly glistened.
Where did you buy this shampoo, Mr. Squeaky Pheasant? I suspect you bought a fake one.